Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening. Hello, this is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And welcome to the show. If you are tuning in for the first time, this show comes out of my book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, that I scribed for the High Council, and the High Council includes Jesus, other light teachers, the archangels, and they have gathered to help guide us as we awaken to love and ignite love in the world and help shift the world from fear to love. I'm happy to say it is now a number one international bestseller. If you don't have a copy yet, you can get one on Amazon. And I am going to be reading from the book some today. As well, we'll be talking about soul essence and soul purpose. So I'll share a bit about my journey into learning of my own soul's assignment. I'll read from Love's Curriculum. And we're going to work with an affirmation and the importance of an affirmation to help get clear about your purpose and how to keep moving through fears that come up as you step into your soul's purpose. And then at the end, I'll be taking callers, and it's your opportunity to ask the High Council a question or ask for a mini message from them. So sit back and relax and enjoy. And I'm going to start with what I always like to do, which is say a little prayer of surrender and intention. And so I ask now that this radio show, this talk, are joining together, that I be guided by Spirit, that Spirit talks through me to you, and that it be in your highest good, in the highest good of all, and in the name of love. And so it is. So I stumbled upon a Wayne Dyer quote. I love Wayne Dyer. I was blessed to see him live twice, once just a few months before he passed. And that was in Edmonton, Canada. When he came into my inbox, they still are sending out his beautiful messages by email, Hay House is, and it was a quote that said, "Begin to see yourself as a soul with a body rather than a body with a soul." And that is a message that is very prevalent as well in Love's Curriculum. And is really a key on our journey to awakening is getting to really realize our true divine nature and then beginning to live our life connected to that and from that place. So I'm going to share just three passages from Love's Curriculum that really resonate with Wayne Dyer's quote. So this is a chapter 27, Joining Heaven and Earth. "We wish for you to know and then experience that you are not your body, that you are more than your body. First, you must welcome this truth, and then you must awake to it, living it out, carrying this knowledge into the goal of waking in the body. You cannot simply wish to be without your body and floating in spiritual form with us. You must bring into physical form our love and awareness, the love and awareness of which Jesus taught in his death and then resurrection, the awareness that life exists beyond the body. Into form, bring the knowledge of the resurrection, that the true life is beyond form, forever in the heart and home of God, forever in your spiritual heart, in your spirit beyond form, and ultimately in the home of pure light, from which all life stems and is created, where life arises from the one source, God. And then we've got another passage. And now I've lost my spot here, so I'll go on to this next one. That happens when you have little sticky tabs in your book. All right, so here's another one about that journey into knowing our soul and our spirit. Your head is merely a tool for the heart as you learn to express from the knowledge of your soul essence, which is more your home than this body. And yet we do not speak of hating the body. The body is within you as you have created it, seemingly created it with your thoughts of separation and fear. Love your creations, knowing they are not a source, they are not God, they are not real. In your eyes and place from the third dimension, know they are merely an illusion on the face of God. From our dimension, we already see the truth, and in your heart and mind, your mind that is part of the greater mind of light, you know the truth as well. And so we ask that you begin to identify more with your soul and soul essence as a step along the journey of all home. We can help you with that unveiling and remembering of the knowing of your soul. So there we have it, this key to our awakening, this journey from our heads to our hearts, from our identifying that our body is who we are to knowing that we are eternal spirit, that we have a soul that has a purpose here as well. And I think in many ways in our society, especially in the West, we've been conditioned to really identify with our bodies as being us. And we've been taught to often listen to the head and the intellect over the heart or intuition. And our spiritual awakening is really a journey back to remembering ourselves, that true nature, as spirit, as eternal light, as love. And some of you may have heard my story, but I began my journey and as my career as a lawyer 20 years ago now. And that was definitely a career for me that I chose just based on it made sense. I had done well in university and studied finance, and it made sense. I didn't know what else to do, really. I didn't have a sense of a passion or a soul's calling at that time. And looking back, I can say that being a lawyer was probably part of my soul's calling ultimately. It was a step on the journey. There really is never anything wasted, so to speak. So on that first day, very first day of my first full-time law job, I was walking into the restroom, and as I opened the door and I was stepping in, I was like, oh my gosh, I had this wake-up call from my soul. In that moment, a very mundane moment, not during meditation or anything, but I felt this knowing and this voice, this inner voice that said, this is not what you want to be doing. Your soul wants to be doing something else. You're called to be doing something else. This isn't going to be it. And it was very shocking but comforting, and I began to listen to that inner voice that had suddenly woken up. My soul had so suddenly said, hey, I'm here. You've got other plans. And so I did begin to listen, and I embarked on my spiritual journey and personal development journey and started to take courses on intuition and a universal spirituality and communicating with angels. And I began to realize that I had a real calling, that my soul wanted to bring light and love to the world, to help others communicate in light and love. And it was more general at that time. And then over the years, I explored and learned more about why I was here. And eventually, through taking more classes on intuition and personal growth and reading books and journaling with my angels, I really discovered that I began to hear communicating with me a group of spiritual beings and the archangels, and I felt them talking to me about a soul assignment But I'll have to backtrack just a little, because before I actually felt them saying, you've got the sole assignment and it's describe Love's curriculum, they were very clear over a few months, revealing a bit more each month. But it was just before that that I had decided I wanted to write a book about my life. And I started to type. And as I was typing, I felt that inner voice, my soul calling to me again. And it had something it wanted to share. There was this fire to it and passion. And I decided to close my eyes, connect with that soul part of me that I was learning to call a star child or had come from other light worlds. It was some part of me that knew my soul beyond the body. And it remembered. It remembered other lifetimes. It remembered being connected to higher knowing. And so I decided to type and let that part of me speak. And I learned all sorts of about why I've come to bring light and how I've come here many times before. And I know there are many of you out there with me who are remembering this and who are being called forward. And it was then in that space that I began to hear the archangels and other spirit guides telling me that, yes, and you're going to work for us and you have this assignment and we need you to write and you're going to be our voice. And that all came into really knowing. Like right now, today, I can say I'm really clear on what that soul purpose is and what that assignment is. And it's pretty exciting to be able to be living from that place. And part of my work is I really enjoy now helping others learn to listen to spirit, to connect with their guides, to remember their own soul essence, that beingness, and also what it specifically has come to teach or do this time. And I do that through lots of content on my Facebook group. If you haven't checked it out yet, I invite you to. It's called the Lightworkers and Love Advocate Facebook group, and you can request to join. And I also have a 90-day mentoring program where I work one-on-one, and it's all about connecting more to your soul and its purpose and its essence. And when we get back, we're going to take a quick commercial break here. And when we get back, I'm going to read from chapter 29 of Love's Curriculum. It's called Identifying with Your Soul, and it's by the voice of Jesus. And then after that, we'll be taking callers to talk with the High Council. All right, we'll see you back soon.
Your spiritual awakening awaits you in Jenny Hoag Ashwell's number one international best-selling book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. In this inspiring book, Jenny surrendered to her soul's assignment of being a divine scribe for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the archangels, and other light teachers. Their messages have a clear goal: to awaken humankind to the love that connects all. Get your copy of The Ultimate Spiritual Read, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment on Amazon today, and let Love's Curriculum help open the doors in your mind, the windows in your heart and soul. Let it help awaken in you the memory of love. It is time. Get your copy of Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment on Amazon today. Interested in having Jenny and the High Council come to speak to your group? Contact Jenny at lovescurriculum.com to inquire about arranging a mystical, inspiring, love-filled event with the High Council. Again, that's lovescurriculum.com. Do you hear a whisper in your heart? Feel your soul pulling you towards something more? Something different? Something more authentic that wants to express love and light in the world? If so, remember that no one gets there alone. It's time to open to the support you need to start living this purpose now. Visit lovescurriculum.com to learn more about Jenny's amazing 90-day mentoring program that helps you gain clarity, connection, and courage to start shining your heart and purpose in this world.
Hello and welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And this show is based on the book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, which is available on Amazon. And today we are talking about soul essence and soul purpose and the importance on this spiritual awakening journey of learning to identify with our soul and our spirit rather than seeing ourselves as a body. And I am now going to read from chapter 29 in Love's Curriculum, and it is called Identifying with Your Soul, and it's through the voice of Jesus. And I will read some of it. I'll be taking out a little bit to shorten it here today, but I invite you to sit back. This is definitely a book to be read from the heart, letting it, the words just land within you, not trying to figure it out. It's a book for the spirit. And that is part of its purpose, is definitely to help you remember yourself as love, as a spiritual being, and to remember your divine purpose. So here we go, chapter 29, Identifying with Your Soul, from the voice of Jesus. Love your brother as yourself, and you have identified with your soul and its essence as a being of light, and you begin to know of your purpose here, your soul's contract here. In the illusion of time and space, and its story of evolution and awakening, it is as if your soul, all the souls, are finding their way back to the ocean of love, to the knowing that they are at one with God, with Source. And as you come into your body and these lives, your soul has contracted and signed up to help itself and all its brothers and sisters awaken again to the truth of their souls and ultimately the truth beyond identifying with one soul. The understanding of your soul begins with discipline and practice and belief and faith and trust and surrender. All the work and lessons along your journey and that the light workers are trying. So there is not one practice that gets you there. All paths of self-discovery lead home. And even those lost in darkness, seemingly not on a path, are on the path of the whole, representing yet only the parts of mind, of all our minds, that are still more asleep than the rest. Again, it happens like the lion who wakes first with a little shiver, each part waking up separately a bit, until one big shiver wakes the entire lion, and his body is active and awake, all parts alive, awake, working together in unison and harmony. We too shall all awaken in one shout of joy and then resonate and reverberate right out of form into the vibration and song of God. All parts united in one big symphony that becomes one unified Om, where all parts have left their separate identity. Again, it is a bit hard to explain to you because of your third dimensional brain and thinking. And yet many are waking up and grasping the concept more fully. And eventually it is about waking up to just knowing you are Om. And beyond that, into knowing the great void of creation and light beyond that exists beyond, beyond. And now I'm going to jump ahead here. When we fully identify with our soul essence and the knowing of its oneness with God, we are expressing the Christ mind on earth. Christ's vision is about knowing your oneness with all and expressing that here. The soul knows it is an expression of the all, and yet it is here seemingly as a separate soul, and now seemingly separate in this body. So to live in Christ's vision and express the Christ mind is to be living from your soul's essence. And our soul essences come in many forms with many nuances and unique attributes expressing in each soul and then expressing uniquely in each body. For the soul still carries separate traits and expressions as it still exists within a bit of form. It is beyond the soul and form that we all have one pure characteristic as love, joy, oneness, entirety, all, and eventually a concept beyond understanding here and best described as pure light, no sound, even beyond Om, oneness, the void. Be content for now to know it exists. And yet your work is still here in form as you identify with your soul and your seemingly separate body. For now, your work and purpose is to identify with your soul and bring it here into expression in your body as you live in the world of form. Be in the world, but not of it. You are not a body, and yet, for now, it seems you find yourself in and having a body. Or more accurately, for now, you experience yourself as a soul in a body. A soul that will eventually know itself beyond its separate soul essence as just part of God, oneness. And so, for now, you appear to be here in the world of form as an expression of God, waking up to the truth of yourself as a child of God. Waking up to your soul essence and true inheritance. Waking up to know that your true place is at home with God. And then living from that truth here for a time. For a time until all are home. So there we go. A few passages from chapter 29 of Love's Curriculum. And information and helping us wake up to remember and know ourselves as these spiritual beings, as these souls having an experience here. And on that journey, it can often be confusing. It can often be hard to keep in touch with that soul part of us when the world of form and all the world around us seems to be calling us in other directions and away from that internal beingness. And it can also bring up fears to actually shine and be authentic, because a lot of what covers our true essence are roles and masks and ego thoughts and conditioning that we've put over our spiritual essence to kind of hide it, to because of this fear that we separated from God, or because of this fear that we can be hurt by love. A misfear, it's not the truth or a misthought, but it's something that we do. And so to open again to that knowing of our soul, it can feel a little scary, or it can feel scary to shine in the world and will others understand. So what really helped me, especially as I was beginning to scribe Love's curriculum, which it took a lot of courage and support from friends and surrendering to my connection to spirit, to step through the fears that were coming up around going out there in the world and admitting that I was channeling. It wasn't something that I was that comfortable with at the time. I was afraid of others' responses or how I might be received. And so I used an affirmation. And I remember walking in the woods with my dogs and saying this over and over when I was hitting spots that it felt hard to go on, or can I really trust this? Because it can also feel hard to trust what we're hearing from our soul and from our spirit. It doesn't necessarily sound as concrete as the inner voice that we become used to listening to, that outside world. So that at first, to trust that inner voice can take courage as well. So I'm going to read my affirmation here, and I invite you to, again, just receive it here. Let it speak for you as well. And here it goes. I am light. I am love. I have a purpose here. I have friends here. I have heaven's help here. I am sharing my spiritual gifts with the world. I live in abundance. There is more than enough for me and for everyone. I am at peace. So just breathing that in. And I really encourage you to use that affirmation, to develop one, to fine-tune it to fit you, where it's really claiming the truth of you. And seeing that you have help going out there and living from your soul. And it's also something that in my mentoring program, I work with people to develop a specific affirmation for them. And so again, I encourage you to get out there and develop some mantra or affirmation that's going to help you stay on track with living from your soul, with tuning into your soul, with allowing your soul's purpose to express in the world, to know that you're safe to do that. And if you want more information on the program that I offer, or any information on Love's curriculum as a movement, the book, my work, more about me and my past and my learning and all of the beautiful ways in which you can connect with Love's curriculum, go to the website lovescurriculum.com. And we are going to take one more commercial break. And then when we come back, it's time for callers. So you can call in and ask the High Council a personal question, or ask simply that they give you a message. And the number, if you're calling in, is 888-627-6008. I look forward to getting your calls. We'll be back soon.
Your spiritual awakening awaits you in Jenny Hogue Ashwell's number one international best-selling book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. In this inspiring book, Jenny surrendered to her soul's assignment of being a divine scribe for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the archangels, and other light teachers. Their messages have a clear goal: to awaken humankind to the love that connects all. Get your copy of the ultimate spiritual read, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, on Amazon today, and let Love's Curriculum help open the doors in your mind, the windows in your heart and soul. Let it help awaken in you the memory of love. It is time. Get your copy of Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment on Amazon today. Interested in having Jenny and the High Council come to speak to your group? Contact Jenny at lovescurriculum.com to inquire about arranging a mystical, inspiring, love-filled event with the High Council. Again, that's lovescurriculum.com. Do you hear a whisper in your heart? Feel your soul pulling you towards something more? Something different? Something more authentic that wants to express love and light in the world? If so, remember that no one gets there alone. It's time to open to the support you need to start living this purpose now. Visit lovescurriculum.com to learn more about Jenny's amazing 90-day mentoring program that helps you gain clarity, connection, and courage to start shining your heart and purpose in this world.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And we've been speaking about soul essence and soul purpose. And at this time, I've got a caller on the line. I'm just going to tune into the High Council, and then we're going to bring on Tanya. So here, I'll just tune in, and then we're going to bring her in to ask the High Council her question or for a mini message. So, I ask the High Council, draw near. And that I can feel their excitement that we are here to connect with callers. And I ask that I be a clear conduit for these messages, and that they be in the highest good of each caller and the highest good of all. And so it is. All right, Tanya.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, this is exciting. Thank you for this opportunity.
Yes.
So my question is, in alignment with what you've been talking about on the show, with in particular when you're reading from your book, and how do I identify my soul and bring it into the world as I'm stepping into service? So as I'm stepping further and further into service and saying, yes, I struggle with keeping my soul here and helping that be a guidance, and I really, really want more of that.
Mm-hmm. Great question. All right. I'm just going to tune in and let them speak to you through me. Dear one, we understand that struggle. And that to remember first that you're not alone in that struggle, in keeping that soul purpose and that knowing of your soul in the forefront as you take a step. And to remember, one, that you are loved. That you are loved no matter how you judge yourself to be doing with bringing this soul calling forward. And to also know that it is a common struggle, because it is part of letting go of that ego that wants to judge and to always sneak in the back door and start taking charge of your service and your steps. So to remember that that light of your soul is always shining. It's always shining. And the ego likes to speak to you with doubts or fears or take you off track from time to time. But partly you can never be off track, because every time you come back into that grounded center, into feeling in alignment with your soul's calling, is a win. It is part of the work, that every time you remember and come back, that that is a huge success. So to judge your success by that, by each time you come back versus the times when you feel you're not in communication or identifying with that soul calling. And we want to ask if you have any further question there.
I actually do, and I don't know if you can answer. As you were talking and as I'm hearing this, I'm getting a very, very familiar sensation and like a squeezing in my throat. It's a very intense burning squeezing, and that's something that comes up so often, and I'm surprised to experience it right now.
Mm-hmm. So we're just tuning into that sensation. If you place your hand there now. Yeah. So it seems like there's a feeling of swallowing, or I want to say suffocation in a way, or just a having to like swallow a lot of fear, or having seen things and having to swallow trauma or shock or that kind of thing. And so it's like it gets triggered when you get nervous, or when you're expanding, right? It brings up some nervousness, so then it triggers this old kind of response of when you would have swallowed fear before. And so, say again?
That makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm. So it's like an old trauma getting triggered, because it takes a lot of courage to step forward into your soul's calling, and it can feel scary. And it can also be related to past lives where you spoke your truth and had to suffer the consequences, so to speak. Okay. So we'd like to give you guidance on what to do. How you can, one is to just knowing and to send it love. So saying, oh, this is an old reaction. This is maybe even an ancient reaction that's coming up. So to place your hand there and send it love and light. And it's almost like a reaction of your body. Like the body has taken on fear and it's reacting in this way. So asking for your spirit and your guides to bring it love, to be there with you, to remind you that it's safe. In a way, it's a gift that you can feel it so clearly, because it's a great reminder to come back and do that practice of comforting yourself, asking for guidance, bringing your spirit and that love to yourself. So in a way, it can be like a gift. You could see it. Oh, there's that pain again. It reminds me to bring bring love. Mm-hmm. And we see it transforming almost in fire. Like let the fire, the healing fire. So you've said it felt kind of burning, but instead of it being to use the positive side of that, like it's burning away that fear, like a healing, purifying. It's actually time. It's time for it to to let the purifying fire burn that block and burn those fears away as you step forward. And then just notice what's happening in your heart.
Huge gratitude. So much gratitude and love.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we are grateful for you, and we love you. And we are so thankful that you keep showing up and that you are asking for help and support where you need it. And just keep opening to our comfort and to that love and those beautiful guides in form and not in form who are walking with you. Thank you for calling. Thank you for your honesty.
Thank you. Appreciate this opportunity and the healing.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Much love.
Thank you.
So we're taking callers. If you too want to call in with a question or ask for a mini message from the High Council, who includes Jesus and archangels and other light teachers who are here to guide us on this journey of awakening to love, the number is 888-627-6008. And just give a few minutes here. And again, thank you to Tanya and her honesty and vulnerability. And I'll wait just a few seconds, and then I'm going to let the High Council talk to you as a group, as they are excited to provide information and guidance. And again, the High Council is from the book Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. And it's another great way to open to these messages of love and support. So I'm going to go ahead and move into their group message for you today. And again, I'm surrendering to the High Council to let them come through me to you, to all those listening live and listening to the replays. And let it be in the highest good of all. Dear ones, we wish to call you out from hiding. We see that many are feeling tentative, excited and ready, and yet hiding is still in the shadows or the corners a bit. Not the shadows as in the darkness, but hiding out as a little rabbit might, wondering if it's safe to come forward. And again, as we were sharing with Tanya, to know that our love and guidance goes with you, that you can ask for the protection of Archangel Michael, that you can ask for the protection of light and love, knowing that ultimately you are surrounded in so much love and light, that that's your center and your focus, and that you're grounded in that, that you will meet love and light in the world as you go forward, and that you will join with others on this journey, and that you are important, that we need each of you to step out of the shadow into the light, into the center, and to join together. So to know that as you step forward and say, I'm here, that you're joining with others, that you won't be alone, that you will find each other and celebrate as you recognize each other and your souls recognize each other, and you will be encouraged and supported together, that it's just the old ego story that would say that you'll be afraid or hurt or alone or it'll be scary. Instead, claim another version, another story. Know that each one of you is so important, and that it's time to step forward, to join with others, and that you can gently step forward. You don't need to throw yourself out there in a sudden, shocking way. That there's support, but just taking those steps, little steps, even if gingerly, out, saying, I'm here, and I'm ready, and I'm willing, and to actually step up and show up in big and small ways. And we honor each one of you, the light in each one of you, right here, right now. Breathe in our words. Breathe in your magnificence. Breathe in that support as a team, that team support. We are calling you forward to join with others, not to be alone. In fact, the remedy for your pains and depression and aloneness, the remedy is in saying, I'm here, and stepping out and seeing that you have friends on this journey, friends in form and in spiritual form, that we love you, that we bring you insight and wisdom. So keep asking for our guidance and opening those channels and joining with others and asking for support and for help. That's why we have sent so many of you to support and help others. We have sent Jenny and Love's curriculum. We have sent masters and teachers. We have sent friends and sisters and brothers and teachers and wisdom seekers and publishers and editors and radio hosts and shows and producers and people who run charities and organize help in the world. All of you are light workers and love advocates who are called forward to join in the light and to bring love. So remember, you join with them as you step forward and say, I am here. I am here too. And bring others with you as you step forward. Hold their hand and encourage them as well. And know that it's not even so much a step outward, but a shift inward that releases the light, that gives yourself some freedom, that removes another veil or layer or barrier to love. So that the step comes even as a willingness within, a light and a flame within. Just be willing now to pull back that veil, to remove that barrier, and knowing that others will come up, and in that moment you can make that choice again to put aside the defense and the barrier. And so it is. All right. So it's always such a neat experience for me because I am present. So it's, I'm hearing their words just as you were listening. I'm listening too as Jenny, as they're also speaking through me at the same time. I don't quite understand it all, but I'm surrendering and surrendering it all to love and to trusting the soul essence and soul assignment, and to helping others learn to tune in to that guidance, to wake up to their own soul calling, and to get the clarity and the connection. As you need that connection, we heard, like we heard today, remember, you're not alone. You're connected with people in form. You're connected with the high council and your angels and your guides and loved ones who've passed on. And again, that's part of the work. When I work with people, we connect to all of those helpers as well. So to get that connection and then that courage to really show up and shine and to come out of those places of hiding and to remove those barriers to love. So I'm going to finish with a prayer from Love's Curriculum. Let me just flip to the right page. It's called the Prayer of Remembering Connection, because that seems to be a bit of a theme, that if we're going to be showing up from our soul essence and our soul's purpose, we need to remember that we are not alone, that we belong, and that we're connected. So this is from chapter 30. Oh, wait. Am I right? Yep, chapter 30, Death, Dying, and the Other Side. And it's Archangel Azrael and the High Council. And it's called the Prayer of Remembering Connection. So take a breath, connect, and close your eyes if it's safe to do so. And let these words, this prayer, join your heart with mine as I read this prayer. There is oneness and connection. We claim it now. The truth of me is the truth of God. The truth of God is oneness and connection. The truth is love. I welcome now the truth be in my life. I welcome now the truth to guide my every word and deed as I awaken from this dream of being separate from God. I draw on the strength of all, of angels, of ancestors, of loved ones here and gone to the other side. I draw on the strength of the host of heaven, to which I am a vital and everlasting part. I claim now the truth of Jesus' resurrection. I claim now my place in everlasting life. And so it is. Amen. All right. And there are other prayers found in Love's Curriculum as well, and meditations to help you connect. And let's see. I'm just going to tune in and see if there's any last words to share before we end the show for today. Just that I thank you for joining. I thank you for joining me here and for showing up in the so many ways that all of you do, and to being willing to step forward even more out of those shadows or places where you're hiding. I encourage you. I'm here to support you. And again, if you want to learn more, go to the website. You can learn lots there. Join me in the Facebook group, Lightworkers and Love Advocate. We have a lot of fun. I do more High Council messages in there and live meditations. So it's a great place to keep connected and get that support to shine your heart and your soul's purpose. All right. Have a great 2 weeks. We are back here again in 2 weeks, which I believe is July 11th. Let's see. I'm going to quickly check my calendar. Oh no, I'm sorry. We won't be in July by then. Geez, I'm jumping ahead. It'll be the 13th of June. All right, much love to all of you. Goodbye. Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the path of love, live your divine purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.